leaving homeowners with no recourse. You'd have finger pointing between sales teams and installers, and families were losing thousands to deceptive practices. I actually had a client last year.
Welcome back to the show. If you're a Nevada homeowner thinking about solar, there's a new law you absolutely need to know about. Nevada's solar-focused SB 293 took effect January 1st, 2024, and it's completely changed how solar sales work in the state. I'm here with our guest who's going to break down exactly what this means for you. So let's start with the basics. What exactly is this solar protection law?
Right, so this Nevada Senate Bill 293 is essentially a consumer protection law that targets distributed generation systems. That's residential solar. The law came about because, honestly, Nevada homeowners were getting scammed left and right by door-to-door solar salespeople, making false promises and using high-pressure tactics.
I see, that sounds familiar. How bad was the solar sales problem before this law?
It was pretty terrible. The Nevada Bureau of Consumer Protection received a flood of consumer complaints regarding solar sales. Independent contractors would disappear after collecting commission. Told me their solar salesman promised them they'd eliminate their electric bill completely. Turned out the guy didn't even work for the installation company.
Wow, that's exactly the kind of problem this law addresses. So what are the key protections that homeowners get now under SB 293?
There are three main changes. First, you get a three-day right to rescind. That means you can cancel any solar contract within 3 business days, no penalties, no questions asked. Second, solar companies must now use W-2 employees for sales, not independent contractors. Unless the contractor holds a C-2 or C-2G electrical license, they have to be actual employees.
Mm-hmm, go on.
And third, all verbal communications about contracts must be recorded and kept for 4 years. This prevents those he said, she said disputes about what was promised during sales. And here's something really important. If sales were conducted in a language other than English, the contract must be available in that language.
That point about recorded communications sets up our next piece, contract transparency. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
For building trust through marketing, transparency isn't just a buzzword, it's the foundation. At M&J Trusted Marketing, we help companies in Stockholm develop ethical marketing strategies that prioritize clear communication and consumer protection. Whether you need content marketing, social media management, or search engine optimization, we focus on practices that create genuine credibility with your audience. Learn more about our transparent approach to marketing.
Picking up on recorded communications, how do these new contract requirements actually work in practice?
So the law strengthens what was already required on contract cover pages. You'll see the 3-day right to rescind notice, information about recorded calls, and disclosure about energy use after installation. Companies must verbally confirm your identity and communicate each provision on the cover page, making sure you understand everything.
What happens if a company violates these rules?
The consequences are real. If a solar company violates any SB 293 provisions, the contract becomes voidable by the purchaser. Basically, you can void the contract. Companies can face disciplinary action by the Nevada State Contractors Board, administrative fines for deceptive practices, and in serious cases, criminal charges. The Nevada State Contractors Board launched a solar investigations unit to handle the high volume of solar-related complaints.
Have you ever wondered what red flags homeowners should watch for? What should people be looking out for?
Definitely watch for salespeople who aren't company employees, companies that refuse to provide recorded conversations, or contracts only in English when sales were conducted in another language. If someone's pressuring you to sign immediately, that contradicts the 3-day cancellation period. And if promises aren't included in the written contract, that's a major red flag. I always tell people, if they're promising you'll save money but won't put it in writing, that's about as trustworthy as a solar panel that only works at night.
I see, that's good advice. This law really seems to create a different environment for solar sales.
Exactly, and that's intentional. SB 293 builds upon earlier protections in Nevada's deceptive trade practices laws. The law aims to prevent those misleading representations while still supporting legitimate solar companies. It creates accountability, real accountability, in the industry.
So to everyone listening, if you experience violations, where do you report them? This really positions Nevada as a leader in solar consumer protection, doesn't it? How do you think this impacts the industry going forward?
Absolutely. It encourages legitimate solar companies while eliminating bad actors. You're going to see job creation in honest solar companies, reduced consumer losses from scams, and increased confidence in solar investments. The professional, accountable sales teams replace those high-pressure contractors, which benefits everyone.
Do you think other states will follow Nevada's example?
I think they should. Ask the right questions when considering solar. Are you a W-2 employee? Will you record our conversation? Can I have 3 days to review? What licenses does your company hold? Take advantage of that 3-day period to research the company, get multiple quotes, and make an informed decision. SB 293 gives you the tools. Use them.
Perfect advice. Thanks for breaking down Nevada's solar-focused SB 293 and what it means for homeowners. For more insights on transparent marketing practices, check out www.trustedmarketing.se. We'll be back next week with another episode.